Hi guys, this is Marky Mark on the Marky Mark Show, where your opinion matters. Today we got something a little bit different. We got a little bit of a family thing going on. So I have my cousin and my uncle. And please note that these are just our opinions, three individual opinions in under one household. We get along fine with it, so it doesn't affect who we are. It's just... It's nice to put it out there, the difference of opinion in certain matters. And we're not going to have anything specifically. We're going to go free-flowing because we can go like tarabre charos from one thing to something else.
Oh, yeah.
As you can hear, that is Caleb. And then we've got Claude, that's my uncle. And then we've got me. You guys know who I am. So, yeah, hope you guys enjoyed. Please feel free to put your opinion in the comment so we'll know what to talk about next. So, let's start this thing off. And we'll leave it up and until our uncle, since he is the oldest, the more knowledgeable, or the most knowledgeable. And he's brought up a question yesterday, which I would hope he'd repeat today so we can take off from there. So, Uncle Claude, go for it.
Yeah, my question is, which side do you take against Palestine and the Jewish people, knowing the situation in Gaza? What is the history behind it? And what is the religious concept behind it? And who's right and who's wrong in it? My personal view on it is, both sides are wrong, but when you look at the history, of the Jewish people and the Palestinian people, they engaged in war for over 2,000 years plus. And it's not going to stop. And the frightening part is, if it does stop, and if there's peace in the Middle East, what happens to the Christians? What happens to the Jewish people? Is that the sign of the Antichrist?
What's your take, Caleb? Because from my side, what I think is, either way, look, I'm not standing on either side based on one simple fact, and that is, the only way you can truly show support is by actually being there with the people. By standing in our countries and hosting marches and stuff like that doesn't really support them, because in all fairness, that's not going to help the child that is sitting there crying out for their parents that they've just watched get blown up. So what we're doing here does not make a difference to them there. It's just kind of like we're spectators to see which side's going to win. That's my opinion. So I'm not standing on either side where the actual current circumstances. Mr. Munsami, Caleb, are waiting to hear this bit.
Watch me, no. Yeah, so from my side, going to Claude's statement with regards to the Antichrist, is that my whole thing is that, firstly, on which side is not on which side you are. You stand for humanity. You don't look at it in religion, because from my personal view, I blame religion. I don't think in any way it leads people in the right direction. It only causes separation. I do believe that there is a God, but I believe that the way that the word is portrayed and it's all interpreted from all different sides, which we do understand, is different sides as different ways. I believe that all of them did have encounter with gods in back then. It's just that the way it's been passed down has separated people and made them more far away from God. And with regards to the war, I don't know, Claude, I don't know if he's alive, yeah, or he's... Just he's a calm voice, people. This is a calm voice. Yeah, I'm just calm. But the main thing here for me is that you must stand for humanity. Any bloodshed on Gaza side, the Hamas, any bloodshed from their side, any bloodshed from Israel. Also, I understand on the Christian side is that Jerusalem is there, and that's why they are getting affected by it. I also posed a question towards the Muslim community, not attacking the Muslim community, but I asked a question if missiles had to be shot at or launched at Mecca, how would you feel? And rage automatically came in majority of their eyes because of the love for what they have. Yeah, but if you want to continue, no, I'm ready. This is just the borderline of it.
I'm waiting for the plot side.
From my side, I can say is, if you look at the history of the Jewish people, you need to understand something, and apart from it being religious, you need to look at the history of the Jewish people. And the only substantial evidence that you get is from the Torah itself. And if you look at the Torah and if you do study that properly, there's one thing that's integrated into it, and which is very fascinating, is that the government's history from that time, from Noah's time, from Abraham's time, is interwoven into the Torah. Right? Right. Because
the Muslims God, say the same
because
thing.
God has given them the rules and regulations.
And the Muslims say the exact same thing.
Yes, but I'm not sure much of the history of the Quran.
Mm.
Right? The Torah was way before that. 500 years before that. Right? So they took it from there. So which is more, I'm not saying the Quran is not credible, but which is more credible, which is more giving you facts. And apart from the facts that you're getting from there, right? Leave alone the 66 books of the Bible that are coming through, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it shows you the history of the Israeli people and the Gentile people coming from one end to another. Now talking about the Jewish people, right? Is not being anti-Semitic to them. It's basically when they came out from the land of Egypt, they knew what God did for them. It's like they were being ungrateful for what God did for them. Because when they came into to Mount Sinai, they went and worshipped a calf. Yet God has parted the Red Sea for them to come through. They were 400 years.
And they've been dealt with that already.
They've been dealt with that. But they never learned when they were in the desert, right? It would have taken them 2 weeks to cross to the Jordan, over the Jordan. It took them 40 years. There were 38 years of funerals. Why?
But
because God dealt with them.
Yeah, he's finished dealt with
come,
them. Then
come back, come forward another 500 years.
May I ask a question? This whole thing here, as the listeners are listening in, just for you all to actually think about something, is that you said you're not in any way saying that this is wrong, that is wrong, in the basis of what is God, who is God, right? So my whole thing with regards to this here is that in the Bible it says that if you do not accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will not enter the gates. 100%?
Yeah.
Right? Wait, hold on about that.
Coming to
the Muslims, who has knowledge in the Muslims, so if you do not accept in the way that they believe,
according to
is will not. So my question is, as an almighty, that's what I'm saying, is that religion messes this whole thing up and changes your guys' concept with regards to everything. Is that my point now in what I'm saying is that God is a divine being. And knowing the fact, if you're looking at character in how the books are saying on his character, don't you think when a person is going to rape a woman or when a person is actually going to commit a crime, he'll intervene because of showing his character in the basis of that. So that's where I'm coming now with my... It's not a conspiracy or anything. It's my understanding and my opinion with regards to certain things. It's because if you have to look at with the angle that you're going at, and with regards to, okay, no, this is God, that is God, or whatever the case may be, why doesn't God intervene in the way that he's supposed to do when bad things happen? Because eternal death is quite bad compared to a person.
100%. Which still brings me to my question, Uncle Claude.
Mm-hmm.
Just as how you are saying the Torah, and this is what it said to them, and this is what you're believing in, and I'm not saying it's wrong, I'm saying... Do the Muslims not have the exact same right with what they believe in that they were taught growing up? Because, yes, if the Quran came from the Torah, and we're not debating or discussing, because we do not have the actual facts there. However, what the little that I do know is, if you're looking at the Torah, that means you're minusing the Bible out completely. which minuses why the Christianity.
I start with that, because when you read the Bible, the 66 books, the Old Testament, you have to start with the Old Testament to understand the New Testament. That's why I'm bringing up the history. I'm not bringing up
But then God. The Quran comes the in with the New Testament.
I'm bringing up the history of the Jewish people, because God was intervening with them. They were in 400 years of slavery, right? But even with the 400 years of slavery, they still didn't listen. You see? Now, fast forwarding, when you read the Bible, God put judgment upon them, right? Because they sinned, right? Everybody asks about Daniel, why he fast, right? Because we do the Daniel's prayer, and what all Christians do the Daniel's prayer. But the true concept is because of the people of Israel sinning, right? Most of the prophets.
But then that's...
So there is going to be a part two here, guys. There is going to be a part two.
Because I see it's not, doctrine.
It's not a doctrine.
It still becomes part of doctrine.
It's not a doctrine. Because to understand, as I said, to understand the Torah, it's your first five books is your foundation.
Yes, 100%.
Your first five books is your foundation.
As a Christian as a Jew.
Now,
that's your foundation.
That's what I'm saying. If you look at the... I'm not even going to the Muslim people.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think we can really bring them really because
we don't have anyone.
And just for the listeners, I'm not aiming at the one world order. If you're thinking that, please cancel that out. I said I do believe in a God. No, I'm just saying, because people will be thinking, oh no, this guy is part of the one. It's not about the one world order. It's about the view on the safety measures of breaking the whole part of this conflict, and also that drives people far further and further away from each other and don't even focus on God instead of being righteous.
So now let's look at it from a total different side altogether.
Let me finish. Right, I gave you that little bit point about the Jewish people. Why I'm bringing them up? Because this is happening in Israel. Why I'm bringing it up?
But Israel is not the issue, right?
No. I'm bringing it up because it happened to the Jewish people. They say must kill the Jewish people, right? And the other. There's one more point I'll bring. When Jesus died upon the cross, they messed up again.
Yeah, but we can't change.
I'll tell you why.
Even if they did mess up or didn't
mess up.
They did
mess up again.
If it's in the Bible, and if it's so, and if we're going according to what the Bible is saying, then it is written, so shall it be.
Yeah, they messed up again in the sense that...
His way is not of your way.
Yeah, in the sense that when Jesus was crucified, they said they want his blood, Jesus' blood on their shoulders. What happened to them 400 years down the line? The Holocaust. Right? Now, you need to ask this. When you read your Old Testament, right? When God, in Deuteronomy, people are talking about Deuteronomy 11, when they talk about, if I'm not mistaken, God will prosper them. But also, when you go to the next chapter, God will say, if you don't listen to me, this is what will happen to you. Right?
It's a straight thought.
Because he told him, I will prosper you. I will, and a lot of preachers read this as a prophecy, but it's not a prophecy. He tell you, you do good, you listen to me because I'm a jealous God, right? I will prosper. But you don't listen to me, it's like, if my son makes naughty, I'm going to hit him. I'm going to scold him. That's what God is basically doing.
Corporal punishment, according to the world.
guys, he's not really abusing
Yeah, he's not
going to
really
his
child.
Yeah. Right? Only sometimes he slaps him upside the head, but it's a normal, friendly one.
Right? To put him in the straight path.
Yeah.
Now, that's what God was doing throughout the years, right?
But where does it fit in the now with the circumstances?
That's where I'm still coming.
Israel,
that's where I'm still
Palestine
coming.
Palestine.
There's two things you need to realize. And I'm not saying either one is right.
Hmm.
Right?
So if they're fighting for apartheid now, right? Because you're going quite long with this. No, I'm saying their whole thing on their side is for all land, right? It's about apartheid. Same thing that South Africa went through, right?
Yeah,
so now in this case here, right? Fair enough. Both sides there, if you have to look at it, right? Apparently, I don't know if this is true or what, but this is according. We're not in Israel or Gaza for us to actually go and say this is true or what.
What's happening
and
there.
What's been showed to us. But according to the information on both sides, you must know. Before this whole Hamas strike and everything happened there, you must know there was reports of Israelites that are going into mosques. The soldiers that was going into mosques and doing
and
that.
Footage
then on top of that there, you must know, not only, oh no, Israel is bad. On top of that, you got the Hamas they are not very credible people in any way. Yes, they're fighting for land, but if you're fighting for it in bloodshed, and if you're doing it in that manner there, and you're leading your people to go and kill themselves, they're also stupid on their side there.
Then you're
so getting... my whole thing is that instead of saying which side you are, let's call for ceasefire, finished and clear.
Yeah.
There's no stories or anything on whose side, who's this, that, and everything. Ceasefire.
Which
on both sides.
Which then will bring in the Bible prophecies of Karnu Dajjal, the man who will bring peace.
Right.
That means and in the previous World War, when he did come to peace, did y'all hear this? If you look at a podcast also, by the way, guys, if you're going Google it and look and see, you will have the same thing here also.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying, in the view that I'm looking at it, I look at it in a biblical view, I look at it from an outside point of view, but you must know, even in the Bible, it says that no man will know when
the
God
time.
Will come. It'll come like a thief in the night. There we go. He's quoting scriptures also.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying, when it's coming down to that there, the main focal point of this thing here is to stop bloodshed.
Yeah.
Even though it can be written, but you must know, God gave us choice.
Okay, Uncle Claude, what's your thoughts on the whole bloodshed side now? You agree with it? Because I agree with the whole bringing
peace, right?
The bloodshed
is totally wrong. The bloodshed
right.
is totally wrong.
So am
wrong.
I right in saying that if we three are in union, in agreement that the bloodshed needs to stop?
From three different points
right?
of views.
From three different points of views. Am I right in saying that we are now going back to where you started in the beginning of where the Torah is concerned and the Bible, that... when the messenger of peace comes along, the false prophet, we are now agreeing that we want that into play now.
I won't say we agree to want that into play. If it,
but that's
when
the
it
peace.
Comes, no, wait, when it comes into play, what I'm saying is when it, that comes into play, we don't want children to die.
Yeah.
We don't want anybody
isn't
to
that
die.
An emotional
but
feeling?
It'll be emotional peace.
We love to die. If we
but
and
the
I'm,
scary part, the scariest part of it is when that comes into play. Being a Christian or being a Jewish Christian person, what happens to us? Because when you look at the when you look at the Bible, are you willing to be martyred for the Bible?
But
where
is it
going?
Is it really that, or are
we
taking
that
into alliteration?
We don't know. We don't know.
Because
I
think the Christians, and this is purely, I'm not picking on the Christian. Fables. But here's my thing. When it comes to that particular thing, if you keep it just within that context, right, or I mean responding within that context,
yeah.
When it comes to martyring and the persecution of Christians, I think we as Christians bring it upon ourselves based on our stupidity and how we throw out half our belief and people react to it.
That's where coming to the point of interpretation is key with regards to a certain
okay.
things of scripture.
Okay, do you know why Christians are hated that much?
Is it Christians or Jews? Because Christians are a minority in the entire Judaism faith.
Judaism faith. But do you know
but
why...
But we got the loudest mouth.
Yeah, but do you know why Christians are hated that much? Do you ever...
In my opinion, yeah, again, judging by sitting and watching, being on social media and watching the reactions and the actions of Christian people, it's they take a little bit of knowledge... with no understanding. They throw it out there to show that they're right and make themselves, they call upon themselves.
With a
it's
bit
like,
of motivation on
yes,
it.
And
yeah,
then play victim
after.
Yeah, but it's, I'll tell you the
now, anyone
I
will
tell you the reason like why, especially in the European country, when Paul went into Europe. The reason...
Now, look
that
at
was
Paul's
a
character.
When he went into Europe, that was one of the top Christian country. That's where most of your evangelists
yes.
and people came out.
Right.
But in the Middle Ages,
now
which they
if,
went.
Right.
They,
now look at
they,
Paul's character. Let's
apart
go.
From, apart from his character.
No, whatever Paul went through, is it right and for me to say, judging by what I've seen in the Bible regarding Paul's character?
Right.
Paul was an Arkator.
Yes.
So
Paul was an Arkator.
How much of the persecution that he went through? Am I right in saying for me that maybe 80% of his persecution, if he shut his big mouth and spoke normally with humility and not having that arcade way about it's only his way, that people have been more receptive and less resistant?
No.
Exactly.
He confused authority.
When he was
so
known as Saul, then he changed.
No,
Paul.
I'm not talking about when he was Saul. I'm talking about when he was
Paul.
When he was Paul, he was arcator. He had arrogance.
Yes, reason being. He knew who God was, but also the apostles.
I don't think it was about he knew who
it
God
was. It
was
hard.
Because Paul, out of all people, he didn't have a physical experience that he spoke of. He had a holy experience, or he calls it holy, and I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying it's a holy experience, a heavenly experience with who God is. It's like me talking about Uncle Clive's 77 El Camino that I never sat in and heard of.
The reason why Paul was so hard,
or saw a video.
Yeah.
Remember, at that time, Christianity was regarded as a cult.
Yeah, because for every 50 Jews, you had one Christian,
right? It was regarded as the same. Paul's were very adamant at the time. He wanted Christian. When Jesus intervened,
no, I'm not talking about
when he intervened.
No, we're talking about his character after God intervened. Right. Because here's my thing, and I'm saying this for myself, right?
Even though his character was that,
how many people had an altercation with God and their lifestyle, character? Because see, your personality, you can't change. Your character, you can change. Personality, you can't change, you're born with. Your character, you can change. Now, if he had an altercation, right, or a Holy Spirit experience that was life-changing for him, shouldn't he have changed his character and his personality and brought him to what Jesus now, after the man that he teaches of, Christianity came around from Paul,
yeah.
He's teaching about Christ, who was humble, and you coming with a Peter thing with a sword in your hand. And doing it because for me you were kind of forcing your way in.
So was John the Baptist like that? He had a very arcane character.
Yes, and they all got persecuted for their big mouths.
Irrespective, because even Jesus turned around and told them, "You will be persecuted not because of the big mouths, because of the truth that they stood for."
See, the thing is, what Jesus went through compared to what his disciples went through were for two different reasons. Jesus went through it because it was written, "So shall it be done."
Yeah.
The people, his followers, on the other hand, went through it because, if you look at it now, 80% of the Christian people, the Christian community, didn't really, and you taught me this, didn't really have an encounter with God. It was an emotional high that they went through.
Yeah. Right? Same thing as trance.
So you're now changing, you're fighting for something that you had an emotional rush for, with no real backing behind it. What guarantee have we got that what we believe in is the correct and right way in all of this? Because just as much as we born into a Christian home, grew up behind the Bible, you grew up in a full gospel and you looked at it, and when you started learning more, gaining more, you realized, you know what, for me that is what I've been taught, but it's not making sense to me. This is what makes sense to me. And I know you taught me a lot, you stood by it for people. It's not for now. You've been standing by your way of your belief structure since I was 16 years old.
You basically don't convert normal verses,
yes,
right, normal verses to your own benefit of it.
Yeah, you go through the thing in depth.
Because majority of the people, as I told you yesterday, is that you must have faith as small as a mustard seed. And then when the thing doesn't go according to what you believed in, then it was God's will.
God's will.
But the thing is...
Then I come to this, right? Okay, that's like a second podcast you can do.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
That's like a second podcast we do. Now, I don't know how much history you know about the Jewish people, and then someone coming back to that, right?
But we can't.
You're pointing more towards the Jews than by any chance.
No, I'll tell you. I'm talking about this. Why I'm talking about this, right? When this issue happened, and if you know the military strategies of the Jews, they were very
right, we need somebody with experience or knowledge in the military side where Israel comes in, not the Jews, because it's not the Jews anymore, it's Israel against Palestine.
But let me say this, from what I know, and this thing,
according to history,
the Jews weren't defeated that much. So many countries
they were split into, no, but they, even according they were to split, the Bible, they were split into.
Did you see the old map, Uncle Claude?
Yeah, I know the map.
You saw the old map?
Yeah.
You saw Israel, how big it was compared to
what it is now.
But they were.
Is that not invasion? I'm just saying. Even though I love Jerusalem and everything, there is that not invasion?
It is invasion.
So,
but they weren't defeated totally. They weren't defeated totally. Right, but you still come back to the question.
Yeah,
right. And a lot of Jewish people hate me because I sent this to. A lot of the Jewish people will hate me, in a sense that I asked the question to a couple of my friends.
Yeah.
What did y'all do wrong for Hamas to come and attack y'all so easily? What did y'all do wrong?
What?
Right? That's what you better to ask.
The security measures is bad.
But no, it's not about the security measures.
What do you mean? How they did it so easily?
What did they do wrong?
Guys, don't forget to put in the comment section what your opinions as well.
At this point, the question that was asked, guys, wait, hold on 1 second, because they must comment in here, is what did they do wrong?
What did they do wrong? Because if they knew the Torah, if they knew the Bible, and they went against it, what did they do wrong? Is it God's judgment, or did God's judgment come upon itself? Because remember, throughout the Bible, throughout history,
okay,
God gives them judgment.
Can I have one comment? Can I have one comment on with regards to this here? Is that you're saying, what did they do wrong for God's wrath and everything? And again, coming back to what the Bible even said with regards to choices. Don't mix up God's wrath for choices with regards to that.
I'll go back to.
Okay, Genesis, it's like this, 3. Right? You're a good man. I'm asking you, right? You're a good man, right? If me and you have an argument and I'm retarded and something's wrong with me, like majority of these lunatics out there with guns, right? You're a good man. You don't do anything wrong. Do you deserve to die?
No, you don't deserve to die.
Right, so now I'm asking you a question. We have this argument again. I pulled the trigger. Was it God's wrath upon your life?
No, they not.
You didn't go in a dignified way. I tried to rob you and I shot you.
Yes.
So I'm asking you, do you consider that as God's wrath?
I won't consider that
as God's wrath. So now, look at that same, what I want you to do before you answer, because I don't want you to answer on the basis of countering what I'm saying. Is that I want you to listen to what I'm saying. In this case here of what happened on both sides, somebody tried to get robbed here.
Yes.
So now, which God's wrath is this? That's what I want to ask you.
Because see, and I need to clarify this here, because it is not just me saying this now on my opinion, but this is the actual fact.
Yeah.
Right? As Christians and as people that fall from the Judaism side, we know that Muslims serve a different God. But in actual fact, in reality,
Allah means God.
Allah in Arabic means God, just like how we see Jehovah.
And we're not trying to push anyone in. It's just factual. It's just a factual meaning. It's not that we're trying to drift anyone in any way.
It's like this here. We take Mr. K. Munsami. He's my grandfather. He's your father. Right? You see him in a light. You respond to him in a certain light. And I see him in a different light. I speak in, neither one is wrong. We just communicate to him differently based on a different level that we're at. So now let's minus the uncle, the son and the grandson, and let's look at, if I take my father being, so I can speak on my own, right? If you take my father, and my father had this conversation with me in in the first shop we had, where it was a tea thing for me to understand something. Then you take my two siblings, and you put the three of us together. There's three of us, right? So let's just say Amar, Akbar, Anthony. Let's mess it up, joke it about. And then let's say it's the Jew, the Slamo, and the Christiano.
Right?
Each of us have a different promise from my father. Each of us have a different understanding. Each of us have a different way of seeing him. And yes, I would always say I'm the one that has the higher one or the true one based on me spending 90% of my life with him. However, it took a lot for me to sit back and say, yes, I spent the most amount of time with him. But it doesn't change that what my two siblings believe him to be is also equally true according to themselves. So I needed that to be cleared out, because often what happens is we as Christians, our way is the only way. Yet it's somehow connected, because yes, we can talk about the Torah. But if as a Christian, we can't substantiate on the Bible, which the book of Revelation and the Quran Sharif is very similar, based on one was written in exile, one was given to one prophet in exile, and one was given to another prophet in exile, and one is called the book of Revelation and one is called the Quran Sharif, and they both were given the exact same thing. Is it not possible that it's the same person? We all seeing it differently. So it still boils down to, it's not, I don't think it's whether it's Palestinians God that's falling, wrath falling on them, or the Jewish God's wrath is falling on them. I think it boils down to they're both serving the same father, and that father wants peace amongst his children. The Jews will say it's them. I'm saying photogenius is me.
Yeah.
My brother will stand there and say, but photogenius belongs to my father.
As I said in the beginning, it's coming down to what you said in the beginning, is that from different areas, experienced it, but in that time, the example, if back then, if a car had to go past them, as I use, is that they, what they're going to say? They're not going to say that's a car. They're going to say that's a chariot that was driving itself by gods. That's what they're going to say. It's because of the way timeline. They interpreted things, the way that they saw things, and the education that they had then compared to now, it's different.
It's different. Then I'll still come back to this, right? We're asking whether it's right or wrong. It's all about, free will, because God has given us the free will. And to substantiate that, you look at Genesis, when the fall of man. When Adam and Eve...
Right. Now, see, even there now, I have a total different understanding of that completely from the biblical point, because I know of a Lilith.
That's the thing. I don't want to go there.
No, yeah, that's how I brought that in, because I know you know, you've got a lot about that. Maybe further down the line, this is probably going to kick off. And we can speak of Lilith, but my whole
the Bible, I think it's in Genesis 3, verse 5, where it, when Adam and Eve sinned, God made a statement, now they know the difference between good and evil. Right? So even though, and also remember, at that time, they didn't have any commandments. Common knowledge will tell you, if you don't know the law of South Africa, right, is it right for you to go kill someone?
There was no law at that time.
There was no law. If you didn't have any law, was it right for you to kill someone? Right? Even told Cain and Abel. Right? When Cain killed his brother, he knew that animosity in his heart.
This was all brought in order for us not to have exactly what you say with regards to no law, Uncle Claude. His religion is rules that governs you in order not to behave like the jungle.
See, even when you go back, you made a statement, or somebody, I don't know whether you made or you made a statement last night, that we went back to the time of Moses with the calves. And you know, and that's where religion and all. The reality of it still boils down to the same thing. What did the people want? Did they say, you know what, Moses is taking too long, let us now...
It was pushed by the kings and queens to take out pressure from them. Yes. Everyone was looking towards them. If I push something in front of you like this eagle right now and I tell you, if you pray to this eagle, it's going to rain, instead of you putting pressure on me, what do you think is going to happen? I'm going to pray to the eagle.
that's right, what you're saying. The Israelite strategic. People, they were in bondage for 400 years. Obviously, they're going to believe in all this thing.
Majority of the people that encountered God, I felt like they didn't tell the truth because at certain times...
They gave their own...
No. I mean, like even if they encountered God, they didn't tell the truth because it was afraid of certain things. Because in that time there... The power and everything there was always working upon wars of you going and basically conquering, taking. That's what basically it was. Mm. When people proclaimed that they had something there, they always tried to go and take over that city. That's people also didn't only be like, okay, no, I got God's word, I'm going to go there. Yes, in the Bible, there are a few people there. I'm talking about the majority of them. They didn't do that there because of their families. They didn't go ahead and do that. Same concept now, where what I'm mentioning is in Gaza. The Hamas and everything is in power. These people you have to follow. If they don't follow in any way like that, they're going to get killed.
But they see what the Bible is. That's where you differ. When he came to that, where when the Israelites, I'm not saying the Jewish people, the Israelites, when they had to conquer people, right? And when they stood with God, right? What happened? They were victorious.
Victorious.
Right? The wall of Jericho. What happened? But in the same light, in another small city, where they had to go conquer, they took some of the stuff, right? When they went back to war, to another smaller nation, the smaller nation gave them a run for the money.
Yeah, because then they had to go back to God.
Okay, so
then
I'm go back to God. Like, listening to what you're saying and people are listening to this.
Originally, God never wanted kings. Reason being, because he was the king of kings. He wanted them to worship him only. But because of the mentalities, right, from Egypt, that was stuck into them. Right? What happened? they brought it.
Kings were formed.
The kings of this. He told them, I'm a jealous God. I'm a jealous God. You worship me. You will have this.
In the Bible, it said he has a soft spot for Israel. Am I right? So now I'm asking you a question, right? Because you're asking...
Don't take my curveball away from my head. I think you're going to. I think you're about to.
So if Israel is successful or not, how are you... No, I'm asking you a question. Not they had. You didn't ask. You
he had a soft spot for Israel.
Okay, even if he had a soft spot
for Israel. They messed up.
Wait, hold on.
But it's a holy place. He always stated that it's a holy place.
But then towards the end of the Holy Testament, God says, how many times, even in the book of Isaiah, I will restore you, my beloved. I will restore you.
You're running away from my question. If they are successful or if they failed. How, because if you're going from a biblical point of view, how are you all going to take that? And looking at it from my point of view, if a person gets thirsty, that is in power and bloodthirsty, because you take off one hand from me, I'll take out your legs, I'll take out your neck, I'll take out everything and I'll make you suffer. I'm just saying, I'm not saying this is happening, I'm just giving it from my point of view. So if a person that goes blood crazy and does that there and conquers it in that way there, what would you feel as a Christian knowing that the word of God says that you must go into the world and preach the gospel, not go and pull out a nuke or pull out missiles to go and launch in any way, knowing the fact that there's children at this given point in time that is alive, they can't get any food, right? Because of a group of people, right, they did kill other people, not taking that away. Every life matters.
Yes.
Right? Every life matters. Now, all these other people that are suffering currently, right? The whole part of rescuing the people and all that are captured and all, it's no more that now. It's no more that now. Everything now that the people that are there is suffering. People in Israel is suffering because of what people in Israel is doing. You must know.
They are suffering. That's why I still come back to the point. What did the people? Why I'm bringing the people of Israel in there? Because I don't know much on the Muslim, the Hamas people to actually comment on them.
Yeah, you know. No, what I understand. So you're coming from a place of facts that you understand.
That I understand.
From your side of the fence.
It's not factual.
Opinionated.
Remember,
or knowledgeable. Let's say knowledgeable.
You say knowledgeable with regards to that there, because whoever's listening now, we don't.
Yeah,
in any
basically,
way, yeah.
We're not forcing it upon.
It's like this: when you have a problem in the house, you don't let everybody else know. You try and sort it out in the house first.
Right, now stop right there. That's the, you know what, you brought up the most brilliant point. Here's the thing.
Because I will not...
No, hold on.
I will not... It's like... I will not discuss... It's like the example. I will not discuss an issue about the Israelites to a Muslim person. Because you need to sort them out first.
Right.
Before you
so
go
now,
and
hold,
actually
hold,
attack
right.
those people.
Stop the bus there for 5 seconds. We just need to pick up our passengers, right? That is... You see the passion... The more passion, more energy that you came with by saying... That is how it is where we will not discuss our family issues outside, right? In the exact way, I'm going to now come in with my passion and say, but my side of the family are quick to take our problems and dump it on the public's platform to deal with, because they won't deal with it in its own. See, for me, that is what the right way is. Your way is the right way to you. And you're always, you're going to come in with the whole, whichever your opinion is on it, or whichever you feel is right on it, right? Which one of us three is the correct one? Because to yours, it sounds very believable that yours is the right way. Mine is also very believable that mine is the right way. Because the family can't deal with it together, they need to get outside opinions to help.
Because why I say that is, in the sense that...
No, stick with the context.
That's what I'm saying. Why I say that is, in the fact that...
Claude, I got an answer for you.
Right?
If you can't control your household, you have to get outside interference.
Yeah, but
right.
Oh,
now see how the third.
What I'm doing.
You have
something.
To. If you can't control,
I sent a message on Facebook regarding this, and people.
Crawl out of cast in there, guys.
The message on Facebook. I said,
please don't send hate to his Facebook account.
Yeah. Please don't troll him. He's a good man.
Just I already got it, so it makes no difference.
Oh.
Now you're coming like Paul now, a little bit ahead of
yeah.
Makes no difference. I all because Why I say the Israel people, because they're close to Judaism and Christianity, you ask what did they do wrong first. You go to them first. I cannot go to a Muslim person and say, what did you do wrong?
Now can I throw,
it's not fair to them.
Right.
Because I know these people, right. I say, what did they do wrong?
Can we now,
if you'll
can
do
we
something
throw...
wrong, wait, if they do something wrong, how will you sort them out first? How would you sort them out first?
Now we're all talking about the Israelites and we're going back into history. The poor people are dead and gone. They 500 generations after them, and we're saying, no, they messed up. They messed up. Yes, we're done with they messed up. The reality of right now has nothing to do with the Israelites. It has everything to do with the Zionists. This is not... the Christian people got the biggest mouth in all of this, with absolutely no part of it. We're not even in the picture.
No, my view is not on the basis of only Christianity. It's all religion.
It's, yeah. Now, but the actual people who is targeting, the group that he's targeting is the Zionists. Not the Israelites, not Jewish, not Christian, not Methodist, not Pankaj Udas and his family. It is the Zionists. So now, from what I know, in South Africa alone, I was given to believe that Zionists was a small group of about 20 people in the whole of South Africa that park on the yellow, the white. Suddenly now they're taking over the whole world. They've gone into World War III as the forefront runners. Is it...
this is factual what you're saying.
Is it? It's about a Zionist. It's not about... that's something we grew up with, the mentality that Zionist is a
small group
which is found on the hilltops.
Yeah, I didn't know
white.
That there.
When we speak of the Shembe people and the Zionists, we talk about these small groups that alongside the freeway, right? Now, it's got nothing to do with Judaism. It's got nothing to do with Christianity. Yes, we all standing. But if you look at it as a father, you don't give two rat's asses as to whether it's a Jew, a Zionist, Palestinian. All you see as a father is you have a father's heart. That child is crying.
Yeah.
That child is in pain.
I think
all
that,
of us,
I
we
think,
three are fathers sitting here. So
yeah.
I think we all there
I think,
to the point where it doesn't
I think
matter.
Both sides are doing the same thing. Like the
no, both sides.
Both sides
saying.
No, they are both sides.
Both sides.
And they're both playing victim afterwards.
Yeah.
Both playing victim
now
afterwards.
You see,
both of them are too hot-headed to say, you know what, let's just cease fire. Both of them are saying...
And I'm still bringing my statement,
right?
my question back. If we, as seeing it from the emotional side of, as parents and watching the we can't stand to see the hurt of the kids and stuff that's happening there, right? Even the people, for all fairness, leave the kids isolated and just look at the adults. Watching how the adults are being killed there, it's affecting us emotionally. It hurts us. We're not looking at, oh no, that's a Palestinian, deserve it, or that's a Jew, deserve it. We're looking at that man got killed, or that woman.
That's
got
a
killed,
human
right?
being, that's a life.
So,
that
which comes to
like
your
you
statement, it's about
like
humanity.
You, exactly.
Right? Now, with saying that, you've got people that are now congregating and standing up against Israel in a form of a march, of a protest, in a country like ours. And I'm bringing my motherland into place. My motherland took me in for adoption. We had one Israelite standing up for Israel for what he believes in, right? And he almost got killed for it by the Palestinian supporters. But it had absolutely nothing to do with that man or these men, because they were both standing for what they believed in, and the majority won. Now, if the majority was the Palestinians in Palestine over the Jews or the Israelites, let's just say Israelites because it's not really the Jews, then won't Palestine now become the terrorist party? At the moment, Israel, because Israel is winning, it's Israel is the terrorist. Tomorrow when it changes,
no,
and
see,
it still doesn't...
Look, right, the main thing of what everyone is fearing is a nuclear eruption on
this
year. And you must know Russia is jumping in now. Because you must know.
We got 50 seconds.
Yeah, Russia is jumping in now and they getting involved. But yet when they was at war, nobody took so much of interest in everything compared to how this blew up.
Yeah.
Because why? You got Iran. You got all big contenders, very big contenders. Yes, Russia now got big contenders. But now you're going to see Allah is acting now.
Yeah.
So now, when it starts to affect the whole world, you're going to stop looking at it on the basis of Israel
and this and that, you're going to be looking at it on the basis of who got the biggest button to push.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you why Israelis, why they look at it, why people are feeling very emotional about it. Because of Jerusalem. And the same. It's
very emotional to the people that Jerusalem is close to.
Yes, right. But in the Bible, everybody. It even states there, you must know, when the ultimate sacrifice and everything is there, it's not that His love and His blessings is in Jerusalem. Yes, it's a sacred place, the way He walked on the grounds and everything there, but in the Bible that the people are reading is that it's not there. What we live on this earth here is material things. We live to die in order to go to a better place, which we call heaven. I'm just saying. You're fighting and pulling numbers of lives and sending them to heaven or hell.
All
you are basically
power.
To
all.
Do that, to show and flex, to show now what? This is that.
Because let's look at it, and we're going to close with this for this part here.
Oh, yeah.
Not long ago, the entire world saw Russia as a terrorist country. Right? And right now, because Russia is going to be helping Palestine, Russia suddenly became the saving grace.
Exactly.
So are they no longer the terrorist country? And I am for Russia, not based on the war and nothing else. It's just them ladies.
No, I am for Russia because Russia was in the right, technically.
Right. That there is...
This Junior's podcast.
Yeah,
right
this is your opinion. And now what I'm going to say, guys... as we bring this to close, because the time is up, we're going to continue this at another stage. But please drop us your comments. Please note, I'm stressing this point out.
This is a disclaimer.
Yes, it is a disclaimer that this year is just my opinion and Claude's opinion and Caleb's opinion within ourselves.
On what
and
we feel.
It's just to show you how under one roof, under one growing up, that there's difference of opinions. However, that doesn't affect our relationship. As uncle and nephews, our relationship remains intact. It has always been. And it's just maybe, you know what, I'm hoping that this would come across other people who have difference of opinions that make their opinion greater than the next. And I don't think it's that. I think, guys, from our side, till our next time, if you could drop us your comments, tell us what you'll think, also what you'd like to hear our point of views on. Caleb has a lot of point of views from all points of his. He's a lot bigger size than me. Maybe
yeah,
at some point I'll pull a picture.
And also, guys, just one thing, yeah, let me just cut in here quick. I just wanted to waste more time. I'm joking. No. Yeah, so if all your religious people, it's not for you all to start a war on this channel here.
Yes,
if you all have a problem with whatever we say, or if you all are concerned, as your holy book says, that you must pray for us.
Pray for
and
us.
If you all have any opinion-based things, not on the basis of arguing, you can always voice it out on where we will give a response.
And you can always PayPal us if you all just want the fun of it. And we could keep it going. No.
And please do not request for any pictures of toes or anything like that. We are not that people.
Yes, please. In South Africa, we get to have that a lot. South African men have toes.
That's another broadcast.
Guys, that is our time's up. Uncle Claude, would you like to say anything in closing? Till our next time?
No.
Other than the fact that Caleb and I love you lots, and we know that
it's fine.
You still got our back.
I didn't unleash the dragon.
All right, guys. Have a blessed week ahead, and hopefully we'll get to have this session 2 coming up over the next week or so. But guys, please drop in your comments. Thank you.